What about which one do you want? The one in the Sabas, I remember. When Maria wasn't your Baba Lama.
You don't have to tell that. You tell it this way.
I love it.
I hope no one like minds repeats.
Yeah, should I tell the short version?
No. The interesting version.
The Ella Sabas from the silence.
No, she was dead.
Yeah, I was going out with Linda. We were dating. And she was about... First time I went to her apartment, I was looking at this girl. She says, "That's Mayor Bob. He's the most important thing in my life. He's more important than any man will ever be." Yeah, at least Bob would have So I like, I was raised a Catholic and close to Christ, and I wanted to be a priest when I was young. You know, she was living this. This is good, you know. Made me like her more, so we're dating for a while, and she says, I decided that I'm not going to be in a relationship if it's not going somewhere, like marriage. If it's just a relationship, just dating, I'd rather be alone. So then one day, she proposes marriage in a Japanese restaurant. I wasn't really ready for it. I mean, she just did so matter-of-fact. I didn't know. So I said, okay, I'll think it over. I felt funny saying, I'll think it over. What do women say? It's the other way around. So, okay. So I call her the next day, and I say, "Hi, Linda." She says, "Well, you going to make me happy?" You know. So I said, "I'll give you my answer at the Sahabas. When we go to the Sahabas," I said, "I would go with her to the spiritual retreat." I've gone to some meetings, and I met some very nice people. I liked it. You know, they were after God. They were trying, and they meant it. So, I'm standing there, and they're saying the prayer, and I didn't know the prayer. But it was for real. So, I went to the Sahabas. I meet all these nice people there. I met Nashawan, I met Kitty, Davy, I met Adi, Lani, all these people, and then we walk around together. It was very nice. You know? No radios, no. Everybody's, trying to forget themselves, the women over here, the men over here, families, love. So we go to our little cabins, and they're little clutches like alpine cabins. And I'm in a men's cabin. I had the last cot, the last bed, which was a cot next to the window, the big window. So everybody's asleep. I snuck in late. I lay down on my little cot like this. I'm looking out. There's the moon, starlight and mountain. I was thinking about Linda, I'm going to have to give her my answer. Are we going to get married or not? So go to sleep, and I had this dream. I dreamt I was playing a poker. No, I was sitting at a poker game, watching these guys play five-card stud. I like to play five-card stud, but for pennies, These guys are serious gamblers in a serious gambling den, taking little shots, smoking their cigarettes, and they're swearing and, betting on every card. Another card, bet here, raise, okay. Next card. Finally, I'm watching this game. It's like incredible. Finally, a call. A call means, what have you got? Turn over your cards. Whoever stayed in, turn over your cards. So they're all in. This guy turns over his hand. Big hand, three of a kind. Over here, this guy has like a full house, straight flush. Big hands. So they look at me and they go, "Well, what have you got?" I wasn't even playing. So I look down. I got one card. Face down. One card, so I felt silly. So I pick it up and look at it, and it has this guy, Mayor Obama's picture on it. So I drop it like this, and they go, "Oh, he wins." Immediately, okay, they push all the stuff over me. All the cigarette cases on it and everything. So they start.
Yeah, that was all you wanted.
So they start dealing again. Okay, the guy won that hand. Let's deal again. So they're playing again. Pretty soon I'm engrossed in the game. Another hand, you know, betting big, beautiful hands. Call. What do we got? This guy, big hand, another big hand. They look at me like, you wake up. What have you got? One card. So pick it up. This mayor bomb must be charmed. And I drop it like that. He wins again. Push all this stuff over to me like this. And I woke up. And I said, you know, I'm looking out at the mountains. And I just said, something's going on up here. I did not write that dream. I know I didn't write that dream. And there's something to this Mayor Baba, and there's something going on up here. So the next night, so that evening, we're in the main hall watching a film, and it's Oprah Bardigar. And Linda was on call in the dispensary. She's a chiropractor. They had an emergency. We sat in the back, and they came to get her. You know, there's an emergency. We need you. So I'm sitting there in the dark like this, watching this film, thinking, pretty soon I'm going to have to give an answer. And I decided that if I thought we should get married, I would give her a real proposal. I would just say, okay. You know, she should have that. And I wasn't going to go down on one knee, but I would say, real proposal. So I'm watching this movie, watching Baba, and, you know, I didn't hear words, but I heard words. In a sense, Baba goes like this, ask her to marry you. Oh. I thought, he's really asking me. I mean, he's telling me to do this. He's not asking me, he told me to do it. So I still thought, this is really happening. Am I going to do this? I looked up again, he said, ask her to marry you now. So I thought, I'm really going to do this. I mean, he told me. So I got up, and I wasn't really a bottle lover yet, you know.
Yeah.
So I got up, and I went looking for her, and the only person in the moonlight on the path on the way to the infirmary was Linda. So I made this proposal. You know, we embraced and kissed and this stuff. And we went back and sat down, and everything was the same. We were in the same seats. The movie was ending. And I felt completely different. I felt like a rooster. I wanted to, like crow. I just felt this. It felt great. It was funny, you know? But I was just sitting there in the dark, you know, just feeling all this energy. And then I told Nashuan that I proposed to Linda, and he says, you did? Here? Come on, we'll go talk to her. He grabs me, and we go and talk to her, and he gives us this talk about marriage and what it means. And I knew how our marriage would be, and that's exactly how it's
been. You knew what?
How the marriage would be. That night, when we were sitting there in the dark, you know, the movie, and we were now engaged like this. Yeah. I knew how it would be, and that's how it's been.
How many years now?
13. Mm-hmm. 25?
Did you go down on your knee?
No.
Is that a dream or a vision? I mean, Bob is so clear.
No, that voice is different. I'm talking about even in the dream, that was your first Baba dream.
It's really, I think I had one before, but I didn't know that it's so significant if it's Baba. But that's the first one I know is Baba. Another funny thing happened. I saw a picture of Baba next to her bed. Beautiful, you know, we were dating when I first met her. I saw this beautiful picture of Baba in a devotional frame with gold leaf and everything.
Yeah.
And I looked at the picture and I said, I know you're in there, because I could see he was in there. I'm a little bit psychic, but I didn't know it, you know. I just knew something, you know. I could see things, and Linda unlocked it all, so I understand it better. But I looked at Bob and I said, I can see you're in there. I know you're in there, but I wish I liked the way you look, because I didn't. I didn't like the way he looked, and what happened is he's completely changed me. I fell in love with that picture. This is my favorite picture. She's mad. Because I took it from her.
Yeah,
and I think that he was showing me my own reflection. Things that, you know, I was going to get rid of. He said, okay, guys. You know, like the way I look, just wait. You know, that I was crazy about it. That's it was my picture. You know.
Yeah, you took it from me.
But,
was that your wedding picture, him?
Well, I guess